going. And here's what happens, Dirk, is you're not only you're down, but now you're shorthanded for, you know, 3.5 more minutes, and you just don't get any flow on your bench. You know, you wear a lot of guys out who kill penalties, and now you're also down one man, and you have to rotate somebody else in on a Saturday night, and it makes it difficult then. So we had a tall hill to climb, and we just couldn't get a bounce or a break to get up the hill.
But we do finish off that kill, which I thought was pretty good.
Well, no question about it. I thought, I think they might have had one decent chance on that power play, but after the goal, I thought we did a real good job. We made a couple of corrections in between the first and second period on that, and I thought it helped us. So having said that, at that point, now we're ready to go, and we need a break, we need a bounce, we need a spark, something to get us back into the game. That next goal was going to be huge.
And we didn't get it. Nolan Heisman gets his 7th of the season to give it the Nanooks a 3-0 lead.
Intercepted by Pareko, coming back for Hochhausen for Heisman. Out for the crease. Shot scores. Turnover by the Huskies, and the Nanooks capitalize on it. A pretty play back the other way. 3-0 Alaska here with 13:17 left to go in the second period.
Another tough goal right there for the Michigan Tech hockey team to give up, and boy, Alaska really was generating momentum at that point.
Well, and you know, when you score, you get a ton of confidence, and I thought, you know, they got some confidence from Friday night's victory, number one, and obviously these were huge games, Dirk. There were a lot on the line. I did not think we handled the pressure of the weekend very well as a team, and you have to remember, our team has not been in a situation like this before, where we're this late in the year and we're battling for home ice in the playoffs. And that's one of the hardest things, is having to learn. And if you've been not in these situations, we haven't been in a situation for 20, 30 years. I don't know what it is. So now we're cast in this situation of this pressure. And I just did not think we handled the pressure of the weekend very well. And that's part of the learning process and what you need to do, and how do you need to play. Now, they've been in this situation before, their team. We've talked about that. I mean, they've had a good program in the NCAA tournament 3 or 4 years ago. So, and they just got a lot of confidence, and you could just tell in their game that everything they shot went in. Everything they did seemed to go right for them on this weekend. And we just, after you get down after a while, it's hard to continue to play the game. But I give our guys credit. We continue to battle, and that's one thing this team will do, is they won't give up. They'll continue to play the game.
We go down by two more goals, but then Tanner Carroll gets one late in the second period, a power play goal, his 13th of the season.
One by Michigan Tech. Sweeney at the point. 45 seconds left to go in the period. Carroll with a shot through traffic. Scores! Might have been redirected in front, but Carroll took the big windup from the point. Hedela was there. And the Huskies get on the board. A power play goal just 7 seconds into the extra man. And it's a 5-1 score here at the McGinnis.
Great draw win right there. It shows how important those faceoffs are.
No question. And it was good for us to get that goal and, you know, at least get a little bit of momentum. And good for Tanner. And he's played well and skated well. And, you know, we finally got a shot through. That's the other thing. We just didn't seem to get many shots through in this series. I mean, they did a real good job of blocking shots. And we just had difficulty getting shots through and getting to the net.
So we get one goal before the end of the second period. We go into the third period. Tyler Morley scores at the 1:48 mark to kind of give any thoughts of a miraculous comeback, squashing that. And then Blake Hedela gets the goal by redirecting a shot that went in.
Shot towards the goal is wide of the net. Comes right back out. Johnstone with a shot. And hit the side of the net on the short side. And now back to the point for Walker Hyland. Sets around for Leibinger. Tipped and scored. Blake Hedela will tip it in. Pull the Huskies within four with 7:32 left to go in the third period.
Hedela gets his 7th of the season. Chris Leibinger and Walker Hyland draw the assist. That came at the 12:28 mark of the third period. Then Michael Quinn finishes off the scoring in the game. And this one was also on another power play for the Nanooks.
Power play for UAF. Huskies shorthanded here, trailing 6-2. Quinn walking right in. He'll shoot. Scores! Oh, boy. Quinn walked right down and just planted a wrist shot over the shoulder of Phillips. and it's 7-2.
Hey, Coach, I wanted to ask you about that goal. And live, it didn't look like it was redirected, but then I looked back on the video, it looked like it might have been. Was it?
No. Okay. No, it was just, he just came in. We had sort of sagged a little bit there, and he just came in and took a shot. Not a great goal, you know, a good shot, bad goal, and, it's hard for Jamie to go into that third period, and, I just think it caught him a little bit by surprise, but not a great goal, and I think at that point it wasn't, didn't matter a whole lot. At that point, the game, was already out of reach and out of hand, with 2.5 minutes left to go in the game and being down 6-2, but tough game, a tough loss, and we'll have to put it behind us, Dirk, and that's all you can do at this point of the season. In all the doom and gloom and everything, we're 500 in the league, and we're still tied for fourth, so we're locked in, with a couple other teams right now and in a real battle for home ice, and we're only 2 points out of third, so with four games to go, so it's going to be quite a finish, and I tend to look at the positives. It was a tough weekend for us, and we have to put it behind us. We can't bring it back. We can't change it. It is what it is. Now, we did not perform well, but we have something to say about this weekend, and we can move forward from it.
Final shots on Saturday night, 31-19 in favor of the Nanooks, and Huskies were 1-for-5 on the power play. UAF, very impressive, 3-for-6 on the man advantage. They ended up being
They scored five, and they had one that we didn't get back in the zone. True. So it's basically they had 6 power play goals on the weekend, and you're not going to meet many teams giving up 6 power play goals. No way. So we have to do a much better job there. And like I said, we've been pretty good in that situation. It's just one of those weekends where just you talk about everything that could go wrong almost did. Other than we came through with really no injuries. So that's a positive about the weekend.
Some of our very good defensemen had tough weekends. Do you talk to them one-on-one, Coach, or how do you deal with the guys that were -5 on the weekend that were coming in with, +13, +14?
It's tough. We brought some individuals in on Saturday and talked to some individuals. You don't like to embarrass anybody in front of their teammates or the team, so we try to do most of our talking one-on-one to players and in a better situation than in front of the team, and they're more comfortable if they have some feedback. But we talked to some guys, there's no question, but we're going to regroup today and show a little bit of tape, and then we're going to do a couple different things in practice that we think will encourage our defensemen to be more active on sticks. But we just were too easy to play against. But like I said, we played really well defensively all year. Mm-hmm. That's been one of our strengths, and this weekend to we haven't given up this many goals in a weekend, maybe since I've been here. It was just very disappointing, very frustrating, and not common to our team. So there was something going on, and I think part of it is feeling pretty good about where we were. All the talk, I think we got a little ahead of ourselves. Talking home ice and yada 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 and all the other things, and we got ahead of ourselves and did not really focus and concentrate on taking care of the task at hand first and foremost, and that's what you have to do. And that's sports. It doesn't take much. Like I said, you're an inch short, you're a second too late, and things happen. And then it gets away from you, and you can't get caught up, especially against a good team. Maybe against bad teams or poor teams, you can get away with some things. But, there's not too many poor teams in this league, as we're finding out from night to night. And you look at the standings, you have the two teams that are pretty well locked into first and second. And then you got one team that's locked into 10th. But other than that, all those teams in the middle are pretty good. And those middle teams can beat the top teams on any given night. Mm-hmm. So it's a battle every night, and that's what you want. It's good for the fans. It's hard on the coaches.
All right. We'll talk more with Mel Pearson when we come back, including the standings, what other teams did this weekend and the standings, and lots more to talk about as we get set for the Big Northern weekend coming up on Friday and Saturday. It's the Mel Pearson Show right after this.
Come on, man. All right, guys, listen up.
Yes, sir.
And before you step out into the night, possibly meet the woman of your dreams, I want you to do something for yourselves, besides putting on deodorant. I want you to appoint, elect, designate a driver. Because great times don't happen without that guy. No, they do not. Because he's the guy who makes sure you don't act like an idiot in front of the cute girl staring at you across the room. He's the guy who buys a cold Budweiser, sends it over to her and says it's from you. The guy who requests a slow song while you guys are doing the Douglas or whatever you call it in the center of the dance floor. And then, at the end of the best night of your life, he makes sure you get her home safely. As if he hadn't done enough already. So raise high your
Enjoy responsibly. Budweiser Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
Holy brisket! Now at the Library Restaurant and Brew Pub, the all-new Brisket Burger. A custom blend of brisket, chuck, and short rib served on a toasted brioche bun. This